Fun fact about Italy, they have this thing called marriage leave. You get 3 weeks off when you get married. Paid weeks.
Marital leave.
Marital leave. You can take it 3 days before your wedding. So you can get 3 days off before your wedding when the family's flying in or doing whatever, get everything set up, and then you can take the rest afterwards. It just has to be within
the
year.
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Within marriage the
leave.
Year?
Marriage leave, yeah. So you can get married, wait a bit, and then go on your honeymoon or whatever. Like, they call it marriage leave, honeymoon leave, depending on where you are.
Looking up flights to Italy. Seeing if I could divorce Sean and then remarry him.
That's exactly what I was
as
thinking.
As an Italian citizen.
Like, would you?
This seems like a no-brainer.
Do you think your husband would be down for that, though? Every year getting married and then divorced. Like, marry January 2nd, divorced December 27th. And then you get married all over again.
I feel like the government might have something. I think Sean would be down for that.
Just keep changing your name every single year. Fly under the radar. I'm starting to see a lot of these TikTok videos not on TikTok. Like, TikTok videos now are on Instagram, on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
They're everywhere. Like, if you've been ignoring TikTok because you just don't want to be a TikTok person, I get it. You can't anymore. They're everywhere. It's part of our life.
But then that's nice because you don't have to go to the TikTok app. You can just watch them somewhere else. I do that.
I think TikTok has joined the big three, though. It's been Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I think it's the big four now. I think you put TikTok in there as well. It's huge. Every once in a while, though, you will see the young kids on TikTok totally not know about something that the older generation has been doing forever.
Right.
There's this one video, has like a million views, tons of likes. It's a McDonald's hack. You get a orange soda, orange drink, whatever you want to call it from McDonald's. Get an ice cream cone, put the ice cream cone in the soda. And the young generation was freaking out. They're like, oh my goodness, I've never tried this. How have I never tried this? It's called the float, kids.
Yeah, welcome to the conversation.
It's called the float. You've been missing out.
So they're getting an ice cream cone, like dipping the whole cone?
Whole cone inside.
That's
like, they'll get the cone and then... See, as someone who doesn't want to be a hassle to the workers, I would do the same thing. You would be like, can you just put the ice cream in
just
the soda?
Just squirt me some soft serve in my orange pop.
No, you gotta just do it yourself. Don't make the workers do everything for you. I know that's what they get paid for. I know. It's just, again, I'm a doormat. But
they've never had heard of a float?
No, never. They were just like, they didn't even know what to call it. People in the comment section were like, we need to think of a name for this. It's a float.
It's a float. If they were in Australia or New Zealand, they would call it a spider.
Spider, that's right. But a float, they've been missing out on it. Like, I would eat 4 or 5 floats a week when I was a kid.
That was our, like, dessert. It was like, let's just have a float.
Right?
So good.
Krusty's Pizza back in the day at Lakeview. They had the best. They made floats with Jones soda.
You know what my favorite one was?
Huh.
Diet Coke.
Oh my goodness, you're so lame.
Diet Coke floats.
You're so lame.
Good.
Dr. Pepper floats. Underrated.
Anyone, let's face it. 7-Up, why not?
Yeah, 7-Up would be weird. Whatever.
Kind of weird choice.
Just lemon ice cream. Yeah. Kind of got me thinking, though, getting sidetracked. Classic us. How much dairy would you eat as a kid?
Oh, God. Cheese?
Right.
Milk? Milk was water? What's water? All you drank was milk.
Hammer cereal, hammer cookies and milk. Just milk right out of the jug. I'm eating floats, ice cream sandwiches, and I would be totally fine. I wouldn't have the dairy gut. Now, I eat maybe half a scoop of ice cream. I need to take a nap.
I've got a bit of a game changer for you when it comes to washing your hair.
Go on.
And it's something that was introduced to me, I'd say maybe within the last year or something, but apparently it's been going on for ages and I never knew about it, but the people who do know about it are like, oh yeah, it's the best thing ever. Well, why don't you share the information? So I'm sharing the information for you. When you wash your hair, the usual process is to apply the shampoo, mash it around, do what you need to do, and then rinse it out. Maybe you follow with some conditioner, or if you will, from the old days, cream rinse. And that's how it works. You wash, you condition, and then you leave. But if you want to do something good for your hair, you're supposed to double wash your hair. The first shampooing gets rid of the grease, the oils, that sort of thing. And then you wash it again, and it's doing what it's like actually deep cleaning your hair.
And you had no idea about this?
No.
None.
Like, obviously, I know you can wash your hair a number of times if you want, but I didn't realize the benefits of it. I've been doing it, and my hair is better because of it. Yeah.
Wash, rinse, repeat. You ever read the back of a shampoo bottle? Wash, rinse, repeat.
Shut up. Are you
wash,
serious?
Rinse, repeat. It's always on shampoo bottles. Like, you know, when
right.
you like before,
I am absolutely flabbergasted right now.
Like before the world of cell phones, when you would just sit there when you're doing the number two thing, no magazines around, you just grab the shampoo bottle and you just start reading.
Our family was never one of those families.
No?
No.
What did you have in the bathroom then?
A toilet and toilet paper.
Well, yeah, nothing else?
No.
There was no magazines, no nothing in your...
No. 100%. Never. Never. And my cousins did sit there and read stuff, and my family was always like, they're always reading in the bathroom.
You just sat there with your thoughts?
No, I wish I could say the saying, either poop or get off the pot.
Oh, yeah,
it was in and out.
Yeah.
No wasting time.
I kind of like that now about the cell phone era. Take your time, catch up on Twitter a little bit.
If I want to catch up on stuff on my phone, I'm not going to do it in a room filled with my own stink.
Well, you know what you should do? Read the shampoo bottle, because you could have been doing this for decades,
Stacey. I'm embarrassed. I was very, very excited for Friday. It was, I made tacos for dinner, so that was exciting. But also, Ted Lasso season 2 premiered on, what is it? Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to use the word disappointed in the same sentence as Ted Lasso, but I was.
It's like the old, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. I'm not disappointed, I'm mad.
That's actually very correct.
Yeah.
Because Ted Lasso premiered, and I was getting all settled in, Sean and I, to like go ahead and watch like 5 episodes, and they're releasing it weekly.
How
like
dare
some
they?
Kind of monster.
How dare they?
Honestly, though, why?
Because that's how, like, I don't know about you, but I get real sad when I finish a show that I love in like a day and a half. And I'm like, oh, what am I going to do now? The next season isn't coming out for 10 months.
I know, but we weren't going to binge the whole thing. We were just going to do like 2, maybe 3.
Stacey, come on.
No, we love stretching it out. We do.
Stacey. Come on. Everyone says that. We're only going to watch 3, we'll save the other 3 for the following week. You're going to watch them all in one night, don't lie. It's the easiest bingeable show to watch, Ted Lasso.
Oh, it's so good.
Because it's just so heartwarming. So you could sit there and lie to yourself, but no, you would definitely watch it all in one day, and that's why I'm happy Apple is doing this. Because it wasn't that long ago that this was just what you did. You waited a week to see your new television show. It wasn't like this was something in the 80s or 90s. I'm talking like 2006.
I know.
Like you just, that was a great episode of One Tree Hill. Can't wait till next week.
And back then, the only thing you binged was like food, chips.
No, if you wanted to binge, you had to go to the store and buy the DVD box set, and you had to get up every 2.5 hours and put the new disc in there.
But even then,
such a hassle.
It was stuff you'd already seen, right?
Yeah, very true, yeah.
But you're right, it's like first world problems.
Oh.
Welcome to how television used to be.
Again, we're so spoiled. With the phone thing,
so bad.
I get it. Okay, cell phones have been around for like, 25 years-ish? It wasn't that long ago that like we didn't have Netflix or Apple TV. It was just cable, and you just had to wait.
Streaming service? What's that?
Exactly, right? You were like, streaming service, is that like a website to get to the best canoe streams or something like that? No.
Milk crates, very handy. They are incredibly durable because they need to hold milk.
Well, your propane tank hack that you told me before, that's genius.
Milk crates are very, very sturdy because clearly they have to carry milk. And my husband had said what works really well is when you take the propane tank to go get it filled and you don't want it like rolling around in your vehicle. We don't have a trunk like you know, we have a hatchback on our SUV.
La-di-da.
And so, yeah, being able to set your propane tank in something sturdy, like a milk crate, very convenient. And then even just for like carrying stuff, having them in the shed. And I was always like, where do people get milk crates from? Like, did you used to work for a dairy? And do you have them because of that? How do you just get milk crates? And then I saw a listing on Facebook buy and sell, and I was like, oh my God, sign me up. I'll take 2.
I think they just get passed down after people move.
Well, or like from a father, a friend, or they get left behind. I don't know.
I think a good chunk of milk crates and like pallets and pails
and
buckets.
5-gallon pails,
yeah.
Please. Where
hoses,
do they come from?
Hoses, too, sprinklers, stuff like that. It just gets passed down when you move. Because when you move, you pack all your stuff up, and like moving's a process, right? Like you're exhausted by the end of it, and the last thing is usually the shed, and you're like, you know, I don't even care.
Close the doors.
I don't even care about these buckets. I don't even care about this junk in here. Just close the door and leave. We'll leave them for the people who move in.
I guess that's part of it,
and
yeah.
And you just get those milk crates and buckets.
I look in our shed, and I do. We have like 3 5-gallon pails and then some other weird pails that I know, like, I've never purchased anything in 5 gallons.
And
never.
It's like, where do they come from, right?
We just have them.
They're just there.
And now I want to give these milk crates to Fiona someday.
Yeah. It's the same. Pass them down. That's from lame. Generation to generation, hundreds of years
Fiona,
from now.
Fiona, take these. Care for them.
Fiona's kids. My great-great-grandma saved these milk crates from, she didn't even know where. They just, they're magic milk crates. Exactly. They appeared out of nowhere. I've got Olympic fever. Yes, I do. I've got Olympic fever. What about you?
Yeah. Also, can I just make a quick note that all of the medals won so far for Canada have been won by women.
That's awesome.
Go ladies.
Absolutely. There was some funny moments yesterday, though. There have been a lot of really, really funny moments. In skateboarding, if you haven't seen that guy get hit right in the cash and prizes. Oh, boy.
I have not seen that.
Falls off his skateboard, goes to, like, do a grind on a pole, and it goes right between the old legs.
Ouch.
And it makes this noise, too, like the, you can hear it. It's like
it
an
claps.
Echo. I want to stop talking about it. In cycling, Anna Kaisenhofer out of Austria, she won a cycling event. She won it by so much. She won by 75 seconds.
Ooh, wow.
She was so far ahead of second place that second place, who was Holland's Annemiek van Vleuten.
Okay.
She was in second, but she thought she was in first. Because first place was so far ahead of her that she couldn't see her. And she was like, I'm killing it right now. I'm going to win the gold medal.
Man.
She crosses the finish line. Again, first place already won. And you can't see her. She's already done. Hugging her family, whatever. This lady crosses the line. Yeah.
Oh, bless her cotton socks.
Has to go up to her and be like, "Hey, you want silver?" And I have a love-hate relationship with the silver medal. Like, it depends on the sport, right? Like in a judge sport where you're getting like numbers, like a 9.2 out of 10, silver's great. But when you're going head to head, like in tennis, if you win the silver medal, that's just a reminder that you lost the gold. In my mind, right? Like, in my mind, like, at the moment, like, maybe, like, a couple months afterwards, you're just going to look at that and be like, oh, lost the gold medal.
Or that you
decades would later, you're going to be like, wow, I was a silver medalist at the Olympics. That was awesome.
Yeah.
At the time, though, a silver medal, it's a kick in the pants, hey?
Well, losing anything is a kick in the pants,
obviously.
Right?
Like, yeah. In my mind, like, when it's those head-to-head battles, I'd rather get the bronze because it means you won the game.
Oh, you won the gold,
you
the bronze
won,
medal game.
Like winning a silver means you lost the gold medal game, right? It's kind of like a reminder of that. But you get the bronze, it means you won.
Yeah, but if you get the bronze, it means you lost the gold and silver.
I know, but it still seems like the bronze is better because you won. There's a great stand-up bit from back in the day. Jerry Seinfeld has about the silver medal.
I don't know how they live with that the rest of their lives because you got to tell the story. Everyone wants to hear the story. Wow, congratulations, silver medal. Did you trip? Did you not hear the gun go off? Tell us what happened.
So, like, that's what it is with the silver medal.
It's a hundredth of a second. You know, people say, what was the difference in the margin there? What was it? Well, it was like from now to now. That was it.
There's one little article that's causing quite a stir here in Saskatchewan.
A lot of truck drama going on right now. And before we get into this, Walter White from Breaking Bad, take it away.
Maybe your best course would be to tread lightly.
When you talk about trucks on the prairies, you're definitely going to want to tread lightly.
Yeah, they're pretty popular.
Globe and Mail, guy from Toronto, which makes it even worse. this is the title. Pickup trucks are a plague on Canadian streets. And believe it or not, people had a problem with that.
What? No.
Including our premier, Scott Moe. He went to his Twitter account and basically said this article is garbage. We rely on trucks here on the prairies for work and pulling people out of the snow. I think we all owe a big thank you to truck people for November when we were all stuck in our driveways and couldn't get to work. That's when pickup trucks kind of saved the day, right?
The article is talking more about the fact of like people buying big trucks and having no use for them.
It's not the work trucks. Mm-hmm. It's not the I have a big family that, you know, plays hockey and
or
stuff like that.
Where
I need to haul a bunch of stuff, right? Yeah, we have a boat. Like, it's not one of those situations. It's someone who just maybe has a bunch of disposable income.
And
no
likes
family,
trucks.
No nothing, just likes trucks.
Yeah.
And they don't have a boat, they don't have nothing, they just like driving around in their big truck. Now, in rural Saskatchewan, I get it. Dirt roads, you're going to have a bunch of projects. Maybe that's fine, right? If city slickers having the big, huge truck, I'm talking like the 3,500 trucks, not maybe like the F-150.
F-150 is like the best-selling
I know.
Truck.
That's
or automobile in general.
Again, I wanna be as careful as I can here.
Tread lightly.
Because it's just, trucks are very, very awesome. Trucks are awesome.
Well, exactly. And they serve a purpose for, you know, hopefully the people who have them, mm-hmm. whether it's helping people move. Like my dad has a truck and he's always had a truck because he does. He hauls things with it. He goes to the dump a lot of times.
He's a handy guy. He's always
moved,
using it.
Exactly. He's moved our family a bunch. But it's, again, they're talking about the people who are buying them just for looks.
People like me. Like if I had a truck, that would make no sense. I don't do anything.
But
like,
also, it's your money. Do what you want
see,
with it.
See, that's the other thing in this argument.
Like, are
your
you telling
money.
Me I can't buy a white Nissan Rogue because there's too many SUVs out there?
I
like,
know,
come
right?
On.
Like, that's the thing about this argument. Yes, it's great. Like, yes, trucks, not the best for the environment. A lot of trucks for no reason. It would add a lot of bad things to the environment that we could, you know, possibly replace. But it's just such a, well, you can't really tell me what to do situation. Again, as Walter White would say,
tread lightly.
We know how to sit on a fence.
Cruise confused lyrics.
The first one is from Mark.
Yeah,
Mark texted us this one, 938-0963. I love it. Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17, fabulous song. Mark hears, just like the one-winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
Just like the
You saddest know, mental picture ever.
Well, you know what that song she's singing is? Help me. I've got one wing. Jeez.
Why isn't anyone doing anything about this?
And look, I'm just flapping on the ground.
I'm tired all the time.
That beautiful song, the actual lyrics, of course, just like the white winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
Just like the
This next one is from Jake. Sorry, you can keep going.
That's okay.
No.
Ooh.
I insist. Worth it.
Absolutely.
This next one's from Jake Ramones. I want to be sedated. Jake hears 2020, 24 hours to go. I want to pee, so they did. The definition of yes men right there. Oh, you're peeing? Well, I want to pee too. Yes. Yes, please. Weird. The actual lyrics, I want to be sedated.
All right, last one's from Candace with an I. Thin Lizzy, the boys are back in town. I love this one. She hears, the boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
You know, it's the annual conference of Boyds. They're back in town.
Absolutely. Where they'll be singing the Boyd Auto Body jingle over and over and over again.
Boyd's Auto Body, where are you? Oh, what a great morning this has been.
Bring it to Boyd. Insist on Boyd. Auto Body and Glass.
Anyway, I'm just going to do this now. We should wrap it up.
It's the Boyds are back in town, by the way. We don't need to play it another time. It's fine.
Wow.
We got it.
Really cut things short there.
All right, that's it. That's all.
Yeah.
Give us a text if you hear something that belongs on Cruise Confused Lyrics.
938-0963.
We're doing this again.
Friday morning.
At
8:10.
Boom. No rehearsal.
Stacey and Clayton. Weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.